Welcome to today's audiocast from Aviation International News, the most respected source for business aviation news.
This is AIN Online News Editor Chad Trotvetter reporting. Piper Aircraft's first ever jet, aptly named the Piper Jet, is quickly taking shape at the aircraft manufacturer's headquarters in Vero Beach, Florida. The company's Vice President of Sales and Marketing, Bob Cromer, told AIN at the Sun & Fun Fly-In in Lakeland, Florida earlier this month that the single-engine jet will soon be rolled out and is expected to fly this summer.
So we plan to fly the airplane for the first time publicly in July, mid-July.
Yeah. What's the status of the prototype right now over in Vera?
Prototype's coming together. The fuselage, the wing, the horizontal, and the vertical tails are attached. The engine mount design is done. We're now loading the fuselage and the wings for our first static test. We always do a static test on the airframe just to verify the computations are correct before we fly. So we're right now in the middle of the static test program. It takes us about a week to do that. And then we really finish the systems, start the engine, and do high-speed taxis and go fly.
When does the engine go in?
Engine's been on the airplane. It's installed. It's off now as they do the static test. But we actually installed the engine about 2 weeks ago. The engine will go back on about the end of April, around the end of this month.
How's sales going? What are customers saying? And, you know, where are you seeing your customers coming from?
Right. With the Piper Jet, the key selling points of the airplane are the big cabin with the single engine. I think we have one of the largest cabins available with the single engine jet concept. And so the customers that we come to us are all clear. I like the big cabin, and I like the single engine airplane. Where the customers come from, there's a number of customers coming from older twin engine jet airplanes, where the cost of operating the airplane is pretty excessive. We're seeing a lot of early Citation customers stepping forward, purchasing a Piper Jet. We're also, believe it or not, seeing some Falcon guys coming up that are saying, I just am tired of the maintenance and the cost of fuel, so I like your airplane. So we're seeing some people come from the existing business jet market. We're also seeing customers come from our current Meridian and Pilatus and TBM. They're flying single-engine turboprops. They bought into the single-engine jet concept. They want to go another 100 knots faster. And the Piper Jet gives them that, and that's who we're seeing.
Is there a lot of reservations about a single-engine jet that you find?
Not so much. I think early on, especially when single-engine turboprops came out, the concerns of single-engine turboprop or single-engine jet airplane safety was real. But I think with the stellar performance and safety that this Pilatus, the TBM, and our Meridian have proven over the years, people now really bought into the single-engine turbine concept. And we're seeing it with customers step forward and saying, I'll buy into the jet airplane with one engine.
How is the Piper Jet faring with the competition with the price for the price at over $2 million for a single-engine jet where you can get, yeah, you know, brand E for less with a twin.
You know what's interesting with our customers, we do have questions about price with $1.3 million for other jets. At our airplane is just over $2 million, so why would people consider the Piper Jet at that price? And the reason is this: customers with that level of spending and that level of financial capability, they have the money to spend 1.5 or 2.2. What they want, though, is comfort, and they want what they want. In other words, they can afford it if you'll give it to them. And we're finding customers come to us that really do like the big cabin, that the non-flying spouse is really nervous about the smaller cabin jets that are available. And quite frankly, if a person can afford $1.5 million airplane, small cabin, they can afford a $2.2 million airplane with a humongous cabin. And that's what they're doing. And we got 204 orders for this airplane now of people just like that.
Thank you for listening to today's audiocast from Aviation International News. For the latest business aviation news, go to www.ainonline.com.